Dave Kirk of
North. Or Kirkhoff, Dave Kirkhoff.
I think that's Tiny Tyson, they called him.
Oh, you knew him?
He,
oh.
he was a guy from Audubon.
Oh, he's from Audubon, Tiny Tyson.
And I only knew him by
name. Yeah, no, that's fine. But he's in the back row, very far right. Yeah. Okay, but to see if you can pick out Kirkhoff. I just couldn't pick out a Kirkhoff face. And there's a couple of the guys you mentioned, too, so if you see him, just let me know, and then we'll...
I think right there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there it is. I can see now. So he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the right in the back row.
And
yeah, that is Kirkhoff.
And there's Bob Lacey.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 over in the back row is Bob Lacey, up from the right.
I'm just trying to think of some from...
There's a Shepner or something you said, too.
He was down front more. I'm kind of trying to look.
But yeah, just kind of skim through them, yeah. Because any names we get... Because Jim, probably no one else is going to be able to help me with names, so...
right there is Hicks. George Hicks's boy.
Ralph.
Ralph Hicks?
Ralph.
So no, he... Okay.
Yeah, I think Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph is also older.
Okay, so Ralph Hicks is seventh from the right in the second to the last row.
And me.
Oh, and again, the next to him, and Ralph is Jim.
And I just got a...
No, that's okay. Yeah, just take you on.
Got a heck of a time remembering.
Oh, you're doing better than most guys, because most guys, they just don't remember them anymore. It's only been a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there's Jim Shepner.
Okay, Jim Shepner is in the third, in the back row. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth over from the right.
Okay.
In the back row, the third to the back. Yeah. From the back.
And he, like I said, he's
from Templeton. Yeah. And he's gone now, too. Yeah.
I thought there was another one from Templeton he named yesterday.
You get a cook out of the cooks. They can really pick them out with their big hats.
Yeah. see, at one time, Kaspar Norbert was with this outfit.
Okay, but he may not be in here, though. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
But that would be him if anybody.
A Kaspar Bauer.
Yeah, he's...
Norbert Kaspar Bauer.
Yeah, he's... he farmed... It would be...
I'm just trying to think, who's he connected to?
Frank Kaspar would have been his dad.
Oh, okay. But you don't think it's necessarily him?
But that could be him.
The cook and...
Okay. He married a Vogel.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's the second one over from the left. Yeah. Yeah. It could maybe be him, yeah.
And that's his last name was Mac. He was from Audubon.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't. The other... Oh, yeah, there's...
And... I'm pretty sure that's Earl Vogel.
Wait, Earl Vogel?
Yeah, from Templeton.
Okay. And he's in the fourth row, and he's the third over from the right. Okay. Fourth from the back.
And
it's kind of hard to tell. The helmets sometimes really cover the faces, too.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
Well, that's okay. And there again, even if there's some names you might remember, but if they're not from the area, it doesn't matter then, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because no one's going to know them anyhow. So just kind of the ones that are from this area.
Yeah, okay. This guy's name, he was the first stud for a while. That's Garber from Audubon.
Oh, okay. What's his name, Garber?
Garber, yeah.
Let's say, oh boy, which row is he in?
He's right ahead of the cooks.
Oh, okay, right ahead of the cooks here. Okay, yeah. There. Yeah. So, he's got kind of a... Look, he's got a special...
See, you can see his...
special thing on the helmet. So would that signify?
That would be a master sergeant with a star in it.
Oh, and this one guy has an Iron Cross on his lapel. So some of these guys must have been in here maybe for a while to get an Iron Cross, I would think.
Well, see, a lot of them were in the Korean War.
Oh, okay. And so, okay.
So, I mean,
yeah,
okay. They were still in the...
Yeah, okay, I see. Yeah.
And
they might have re-enlisted or whatever you're saying.
They came back and they just stayed with the guard.
Guard, okay, yeah. There you go. This is the guard. Okay, yeah. Because I thought, wow, one guy's got an Iron Cross.
Yeah.
Now, you also noticed one of your commanders or something, too. You picked him out right away. You said him last night, I think.
Yeah.
The
See, and there's a master sergeant, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
but I can't think of his
name. Yeah, no, that's okay, yeah.
And like I said, that was Captain Nyman right there.
Oh, okay. And that's the one that's... Okay, and he's listed his names here.
Yeah.
So he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right here.
Yeah.
8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. He's 8 from the right in the front row. Okay. Because his name is it right here? Right there? Yeah. Nyman, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he was from Brayton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He farmed down there, I think.
Okay. Was he a nice captain, or you know, like sometimes people, because you seem to remember.
No, he was a real nice.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know people, since you remembered his name, sometimes if you remember the names, it means they were probably a little bit. Sometimes the people you don't like.
The reason I remembered his name, he was, I think, a Baptist or something.
Oh, like okay, yeah, okay.
And anyway, Nyman had his some friends up there one year, and they ate in the office, or in the mess with everybody. And this Nyman up here had KP duty, and he dumped a fifth of vodka in their lemonade that they had made, and they were just getting
gosh.
It's the best lemonade they ever
had. Bet, yeah. So he was your captain in this?
Yeah, he was the captain.
Robert Nyman was
the leader of the...
Yeah, of your group.
And this is when I joined. It was a head-and-head, it was called.
Okay.
And see, I was in communications.
Oh, okay. You're in communications. Yeah. So, did you enlist, or were you drafted, or can I do?
No, I enlisted. You know,
do you remember what year? Can you remember the date, or even like the year? What year would this have been? Well, 57 here. Yes. So it's 57.
I think I joined in 56.
Oh, okay. Joined in 56.
And then I spent 4 years in there, and then I spent 4 years in the. Army Reserve.
Okay, so what did you? Was it through care? Which guard is this through?
This is through Audubon.
This is through Audubon. Okay, through Audubon.
This is through Audubon. Okay, and Army Reserve was in Carroll.
Oh, okay.
I went up there then.
Okay, yeah. So did you ever go out on like any kind of floods, or did you guys ever get involved in anything? Or
yeah, I mean, sometimes you flood. Was out.
Okay,
and got called out.
Okay.
And I spent over a week digging for bodies.
I said, oh my gosh.
Stuff like that, you know.
So what year would that have been, roughly? Do you remember?
56.
That was right when you joined then, initially, yeah.
Yeah. And then when Khrushchev was down here at Garsh
Farm. Oh, okay. Did you guys go over?
We had a guard to him.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. See? You got to know somebody important.
Well, I seen.
Did you get? Were you fairly close to him, or did you just guard the whole?
We was up on the hill overlooking the whole farm.
Just kind of making sure that nothing was
that nothing was going on.
Yeah, nothing going on there.
And I was there when Khrushchev and Garsh both got mad at the reporters and picked up cow shit and threw it out.
You got to see all. I don't think I heard that story.
That.
I don't think I've heard that story.
Well, they didn't put that.
No, but I don't. See Wilmer Ranninger, who was World War II, you know, but he snuck over there and got in real close and actually got to, I think, shake hands with Khrushchev. Wilmer was kind of, he could just get right in there.
Oh, yeah.
He was just a civilian then. But
that was the only time, I believe, that I carried when I was out.
Oh, you actually had live. You would have had to have live rounds. Well, live.
I had to have.
Just in case.
Then they took my firing pin.
Oh, really? So what good could you do? Gee,
throw rocks at it.
Throw rocks. Did you ever go like out of state or anything to different maneuvers or practice or training or?
Not well.
Basically, just stayed in Iowa.
See, this was taken at Camp Ripley.
Oh, okay. Minnesota. Oh, okay. So you were out of state for a while. Yeah.
And then when I was with the Army Reserve. I spent 4 camps at McCoy.
Oh, Camp McCoy. Now, where's that?
Wisconsin.
Okay. So you were in several different locations then. And then the Army Reserves would have been last, then, I suppose. Towards the end then? Or?
Well, 4 years of it.
Yeah. But I mean, that was after
your... That was the second.
Yeah, this is
my first.
So then I
enlisted in that when I was 17.
So, then did you, what they called you, did you re-up then or something? Or what do they call it? Or
Well,
because if you go from guard to Army Reserve, it's a little different, isn't it? Or
well, I asked for a transfer and they put me on.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I wanted out of the guard.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because they treated you like Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I know. I know the guard is different now than it was back then. Yeah, yeah.
And they, but
and you guys kind of got disrespect. Really didn't get the respect and the treatment you really should have. Yeah, because now the National Guard is almost the mainstay of our military. Yeah, it's almost all volunteer. So.
Well, see, and then they disbanded the Army Reserve up in Carroll, and that went to Sioux City.
Oh, so they kind of closed down some of that.
I would have re-upped.
Well, just they stayed with them. Yeah, local. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. See, we were packed and ready to go to Berlin when they was fighting over that wall.
Oh, the Berlin area from that?
When we was up in...
But then they got called off or whatever. Now, this is before the Cuban Missile Crisis, too, isn't it? Yeah, you're just a little bit before that, aren't you? That was the early 60s, yeah.
So that was before...
Or after you, I mean.
Correct. Well, see, I really went in between...
Wait, you said 56 years when you enlisted.
Yeah. And that would have been between Korea and Vietnam.
Yeah.
And
but in the Cuban, when did you get your discharge? What year was that?
I got it in 68.
You could have called you guys. Like a discharge or something. I'd like to see that. Yeah.
And
well, that's interesting. Yeah. So you got to see Khrushchev. And,
yeah. I've been
so okay. Now, what'd you say was your kind of your specialty or your position in the?
Well, when I was in the, National Guard, I started in communications.
Oh, communications. Okay.
Your radio, your telephone, string and wire. I was the guy up on the pole that would string wire all of that stuff.
Was this just more training, or was it actual real world situations too, where you actually hooked up real phones?
We had to hook up phones and everything at camp and everything.
Yeah, okay, kind of keep those things working. Yeah.
We'd done all of that, and then when I also they made that into a rifle company.
Oh.
At one time down there, and then they gave me. M1, you know.
The
old M1. And then I was classified as expert in M1 and carbines.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
And then they gave me an M2 carbine with a night scope.
Oh, okay. So that's a little higher. Okay.
And
higher level.
I was supposed to be a sniper.
Oh, really?
All of a sudden, I couldn't hit anything because I wasn't the life expectancy of a sniper.
You didn't want to. Yeah, I heard. You didn't want to have that position. Yeah. Did you get it? Did you go were you a private and go to different ranks, or did you?
Oh yeah, I ended up in SB4.
Okay, SB4. What would that be in more layman's terms?
Corporal.
Corporal. Okay. SB4 was your final rank.
Yeah, I turned down rank once down in Audubon. They was going to take it away from a friend of mine. And give it to me, and I said
you didn't want to. No, didn't want to.
I said I didn't want. You know.
Yeah, it is.
It wasn't worth.
No. Yeah. Especially a friend of that too. You know.
And if it wouldn't have been, his name was Alt, and I don't even see him on this picture.
Yeah.
But.
This is basically when you first.
Second year I was up to camp.
The second year. Oh yeah. So this year, this is when you were in the National Guard. Okay.
And.
So did you guys ever probably got into heavy equipment like tanks or bazookas, or did you ever have to, you guys ever get around that stuff?
When I was in the Army Reserve, I was part of a crew of a 6.2 mortar.
Oh, okay. Okay. So 6.2 millimeter. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was, what was range on that? 6,000 yards.
Okay. Kind of a medium range type thing.
I had to train people on a 81 millimeter, which was one that combat carried. They were the smaller ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And,
so when you say you trained them, so then someone had to obviously then train you initially. You took some course or something, and then you became
a
trainer.
I got trained in it, and then I had to give classes and stuff like that.
Huh.
And I don't know how come they picked me, but Because I didn't have the rank for it. Should have been a sergeant on.
But they probably saw something in you that was, well, maybe you were a good shot hooter and other things too, you know, that they probably saw.
See, I was, when they decided to quit, I was up for, I was supposed to have got out of there as a sergeant.
Oh, really? Okay. Is that just above corporal then?
Yeah.
Next one?
Yeah. So, and then I was, well, that was a good part of it up there at McCoy. I was a truck driver. I was on observation. I would drive the officer around that was setting up training.
Okay.
Deal. Okay. We had to go and do that.
Officer courses and things like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, the. In fact, this officer won't even ride up the mountain with me again. Took the Jeep up there, and he had to take a run for it going up, and he about...
Oh, he didn't care for that.
I mean, he thought you could go up real slow.
Slow, but no, you can't.
No, you can't.
Of course, you've kind of probably had experience being an Iowa boy.
But, drove deuce and a half to McCoy.
Oh, okay.
And Tammy.
Yeah, pretty good. I've heard that term used a lot, yeah. So when you were in the guard, you would come back home, I suppose. Were you like weekend type training things or?
No, every Monday night.
Oh, every Monday night, okay.
And it was the same thing up at Carroll.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And some weekends.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, once in a while you'd go on
weekends, yeah. But at these other locations out of state, then you probably stayed there the whole time, I suppose. And probably get some leave once in a while to come home or something, I suppose.
Well,
or very seldom, maybe.
Well, when you was there, you stayed, well, not like, see, summer camp was only...
It was called summer camp.
It was always summer camp there.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you went on a weekend, then you was there Saturday and Sunday.
Sure,
basically.
Yeah.
Went in Friday night.
See,
now it's all weekends, one weekend a month or whatever.
Yeah, they kind of now...
See, it wasn't that way then.
Yeah,
it's all changed since...
So now, okay, so then since you went to the reserves, then were you eligible for, like, the Legion and that? I know the VFW, since you weren't a veteran of four wars, but even as...
Yeah, I'm a Legion.
Oh, yeah, I just didn't know, so...
Yeah.
You know, that they build around,
Well, see, that's what it was... National Guard was actually a reserve then, but you had to be ready for combat.
Oh, okay.
You know, they might send you for 2 weeks training before into combat.
Okay. So you were kind of like it was, but reserves is kind of a higher up level then, or a different level of readiness, or not necessarily. So I don't know military stuff, So.
Not really. I mean, if you're in the reserves, you got your people that. The regular army and everything, you're always in reserve in case
they need more backup. So then when you got discharged, was it something that you? I suppose they probably wanted you to re-enlist again, or did you just kind of get to a point where you wanted to go back home?
They quit this up here and
you said Carroll,
moved they said that you would add a drive to Sioux City.
Oh gosh,
and. I would say over half the company was
probably from this area and just didn't know one. You can't blame them. Yeah, to drive that far.
Was
there a reason why it just wasn't enough? They just wanted to kind of eliminate some of the guard posts because now Carroll's got it again, don't they? Yeah.
Now they got guard.
Yeah, guard again. Yeah.
Back then, like I said, it was. Army Reserve.
Yeah.
So most of them had been in the Army somewhere or had to be in the Army. See, when I was in with Carroll, Joe Brandt was in up there.
Any other guys? Joe Brandt was one.
And he was up in Carroll.
Okay, yeah, in Carroll. Anybody else you can think of kind of from this area? Or see, I chose gone. And...
Boy, I'm trying to think. Schrader from Arcadia. That big cattle feeder up by Litton. I think he's dead now.
Oh, well, that's okay. If he gets further away, I wouldn't know him. But Joe Brandt, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because,
I never got much from Joe when he's gone now, so I got a little bit of information from his brother. But, Yeah. Oh, here, now, if you don't mind, you kind of know a little bit about Ron. You said he was in the Denison Guard. Do you know anything
he was
about
in the National?
Because I don't know what his kids or wife are going to know. So he was in the Denison Guard.
Yeah, I think he was.
But he would have gone in before you, you think? You kind of know roughly when?
Yeah, he was.
In 55. Just kind of a rough idea. Just to give me a start, because I have nothing on him. And I thought he'd have been in the Aspel Centennial book, but he wasn't in the veteran section. So,
boy, I would say he was in the. Well, see.
Just to get a rough idea.
I would probably see, if I went in 56, he'd have probably been 54.
And there's just a timeline, yeah, okay.
I mean, probably in that area.
And then would he have maybe gone out of state for different places too? You remember him ever? I know you wouldn't know a lot about him, but just kind of, have you ever heard or what he ever talked about? Or because I don't know if his wife is going to know anything necessarily, or maybe she will.
Maybe she...
What about Eddie?
Huh?
Eddie might know more.
But the kids, I don't know if the kids would necessarily, if they didn't ask him, a lot of times kids don't ask, and it's just.
Yeah.
But you think about 54, just to get him. And so he was with the Denison Guard. So at least I have a starting point to go with.
Yeah, it'd be in that area.
So wouldn't it be about the same time Emmett Mullen was in it?
Well, see, that's what it was. National Guard was actually a reserve then, but you had to be ready for combat.
Oh, okay.
You know, they might send you for 2 weeks training before into combat.
Okay. So you were kind of like, it was, but reserves was kind of a higher up level then, or a different level of readiness, or not necessarily? So I don't know military stuff, so.
Not really. I mean, if you're in the reserves, you got your people that, the regular army and everything, you're always in reserve in case.
In case they need more people. Backup. So then when you got discharged, was it something that you, I suppose they probably wanted you to re-enlist again, or did you just kind of, we get to a point where you wanted to go back home?
They quit this up here and...
Oh, yeah, you said Carroll. Yeah, that's right. Carroll. Yeah.
Said that you would add a drive to Sioux City.
Oh, gosh.
And I would say over half the company was...
probably from this area and just didn't know one. You can't blame them, to drive that far,
And so...
Was there a reason why it just wasn't enough? They just wanted to kind of eliminate some of the... guard post, because now Carroll's got it again, don't they? Yeah,
now they got guard.
Yeah, guard again.
Back then, like I said, it was Army Reserve.
Yeah.
So most of them had been in the Army somewhere or had to be in the
Army. Yeah.
See, when I was in with Carroll, Joe Brandt was in up there.
Any other guys? Joe Brandt was one.
And he was up in Carroll.
Okay, yeah, in Carroll. Anybody else you can think of kind of from this area? Or see, I chose gone and.
Boy, I'm trying to think. Schrader from Arcadia. That big cattle feeder up by Litton. I think he's dead now.
Oh, well, that's okay. If he gets further away, I wouldn't know him. But Joe Brandt, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because,
I never got much from Joe when he's gone now, So I got a little bit of information from his brother. But, Oh, here, now, if you don't mind, you kind of know a little bit about Ron. You said he was in the Denison Guard. Do you know anything about
him? He was in the National.
Because I don't know what his kids or wife are going to know. So he was in the Denison Guard.
Yeah, I think he was.
But he would have gone in before you think? You kind of know roughly when?
Yeah, he was.
In 55. Just kind of a rough idea. Just to give me a start, because I have nothing on him. And I thought he'd have been in the Aspel Centennial book, but he wasn't in the veteran section. So,
boy, I would say he was in the. Well, see.
Just to get a rough idea.
I would probably see, if I went in 56, he'd have probably been 54.
And there's just a timeline, okay.
I mean, probably in that area.
And then would he have maybe gone out of state for different places too? You remember him ever? I know you wouldn't know a lot about him, but just kind of, have you ever heard or what he ever talked about? Or because I don't know if his wife is going to know anything necessarily, or maybe she will,
Maybe she...
What about Eddie?
Huh?
Eddie might know more.
But the kids, I don't know if the kids would necessarily, if they didn't ask him, a lot of times kids don't ask, and it's just.
Yeah.
But you think about 54, just to get him. And so he was with the Denison Guard. So at least I have a starting point to go with.
Yeah, it'd be in that area.
So wouldn't it be about the same time Emmett Mullen was in up there? Because Emmett's gone now, too. See, and Rourke doesn't know much about Emmett. He doesn't really have much information. He just doesn't know much of those things.
When I was in, I believe it was Carroll.
Did you find Jim? He's right.
Gib Phillips.
Well, I just looked.
He's right.
Gib Phillips was in there.
Oh, was he really? Oh, Joanne, I just saw that she went to get some, right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there's Jim, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, because I just saw Joy today, and she said, yeah, I'm going to get you stuff for gift. So he was in this, or no, in a different
he group? Was in the Army Reserve.
Oh, Army Reserve. Oh, but up in?
Up in Carroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a captain.
So was he already living in Manning by then? No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I get a sneeze.
Yeah,
it's just a sinus sneeze. I don't have a cold. That's why I'm hoarse. I get it from my mom's side, the sinuses. But really, that's interesting. So Gibb was okay up this, but that was so. Were you serving with him, or was he in a different group then?
No, he was in
the same group, the same army that was you.
And
so, what do you remember? What was he a different level, or do you remember? What
he was an officer.
Officer, okay.
I think he was.
Because see, Joanne probably won't know some of this stuff. You know, so anything you can remember about
Gibb? I think he was a captain.
Captain, yeah, okay. And I know you're kind of guessing, but just kind of...
You remember Doc, the dentist, back in the early 50s. He was from Strawberry Point.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't have been born yet in the early 50s, but...
Fenchel, was it?
Yeah, Fenchel. There was a Fenchel. Yeah, I know the name now as you're saying it.
Okay.
Yeah, Doc Fenchel. Yeah. He was like a dentist, or yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a captain.
He was up there.
Up there.
Because I think he was pretty good friends with Gladys Schmidt. I think they're the same church or something. So Gladys is the one who told me about Dr. Fenchel but I don't think she knew where. So, that's good. See, I'm getting all these little leads now.
I don't know who you'd ever get a hold of from.
Yeah, I know.
Up that way.
I know, yeah.
What was Ed All in?
Ed All was in the regular service.
Who's this?
Ed All.
Ed All.
Oh, but he wouldn't have been around here, though, would he?
And I think he was out the coast now.
Yeah. You're about Joanne's husband passed away. He passed away before I got to him, too, to get his information.
He wouldn't have anything from her.
Oh, no. But what I'm doing is anybody that lived in Manning or connected to Manning, there's going to be over 1,000 veterans in this book.
Oh, dear.
There's a War of 1812 veteran buried out here. There's over 50 Civil War veterans connected to Manning.
Yeah.
It's just people don't, even most veterans don't realize there's over 600 World War II veterans connected to Manning. I'm talking about in the area here, you know. Now, I'm not talking about Templeton's history or Ottoman or Denison, but just the
Manning.
And then World War I was over 350.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how many veterans are. This is a pretty patriotic and pretty, you know.
Well, see, my dad was in World War I.
Oh, was he? Okay.
He's on the board up
there. Yeah.
And my brother Florian, he was in World War II.
Okay.
And
So where did you guys grow up then initially? Kind of, was it by Templeton or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right north of Gray, basically.
Oh, okay, really?
It just 3/4 mile inside of Carroll County.
You by chance wouldn't happen to have a picture of your dad in his uniform? Yeah, just to see. Sometimes just think about it. If you really would, because it'd be neat to.
Because
here's another thing. Here,
I'll try to sneak down the trunk.
Well, don't worry about it now. Just don't worry about it now. Sometimes,
okay,
but just see. Here's the other thing I want to do, Jim. This veterans book, I want to have family history. Mm-hmm. Even if, let's say your dad wasn't from around here, but I want to make a family history out of this veterans thing. That's what's going to be unique about it. So if you had a nephew or a cousin, so that way. If there's 2 or 3 Whitrocks, okay, now how are they related, see? So that's why I'm doing this book. I want to make sure we know the family history. Okay. Like Larry Ginson's grandfather served in the German Army before World War I, but I want to include him in with Larry, because Larry's grandfather served over for the Kaiser, you know. Just to have the military history of the family, you know. So
we had a soldier up in Carroll. His name was Mueller, and he was in the reserve.
Uh-huh.
And... he fought for the Germans.
Really? During
World War II.
Isn't that something?
And he...
Did he immigrate here, I assume?
Defected. Came, got to the United States.
Isn't that
got
something?
Over here, couldn't even speak English, and he got drafted to the United States Army.
Oh, gee. Isn't that something? So did he fight for Germany in World War II?
Yeah.
And then defected or whatever?
And he defected.
Isn't that something?
He was on a... artillery, and they didn't have any ammunition, and they were told to stay there and just stay there and fight with the arms they had or whatever.
Isn't that something?
They didn't have any ammunition for that anymore either.
Yeah,
the whole works took off.
But he ended up coming to the United States, and then he ends up because he probably never went to Korea or anything like that. Or do you remember that or not? That's just kind of interesting. It's a little story about this guy that should be recorded. It's just too bad. But his name was Mueller. I'll be darned.
And that's his name was Mueller.
Yeah,
and he still spoke broken English.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. See, like Gerhard.
Nice guy.
Gerhard Voge's uncle's, the Lamp brothers,
Gerhard
and his uncle, and Lamp served for the United States in World War I, but his uncle Theodor Voge served for the German Army in World War I. So Gerhard had one uncle fighting, or both. In theory, they could have been shooting at each other. So it's just it's interesting how Manny was in such kind of a unique situation during the wars, because we're so German here oriented.
Yeah.
And we were going back and fighting our relatives. Well, I wasn't, but I mean, you know, a lot of our relatives were going back and fighting their own relatives. Uh-huh. Just think about it. Now, here's a guy from Germany, basically left Germany and then served for both the German and the United States
and then
military.
And
that's something, Yeah, that's an interesting story. Those little stories I like to have. It's just interesting to know that. Did he have a family or not? He may have just died, and then his story's probably lost forever.
Yeah,
other than you remembering it, and that's something, you know.
But